Going Linux, Episode 10. Listener Feedback. Welcome to the Going Linux Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy. Going Linux is a podcast for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done. Whether you're new to Linux, moving from Windows to Linux, or if you're thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will help you with practical, day-to-day advice on how to use the operating system. Our goal is to help make the Linux experience easy for you. In the user experience episodes of Going Linux, we take 2 months to cover a topic. In the first month, we cover general information, areas of interest to switchers to Linux from other operating systems. During month two, we cover the topic from a more advanced perspective for users of Linux trying to build their confidence and competence with the Linux operating system. Between user experience episodes, we have listener feedback episodes where we answer listener questions and provide additional information on using Linux. Our email address is goinglinux@gmail.com, and our website is goinglinux.com, where you can find show notes, articles, information, and detailed instructions on the topics we cover. Today, listener feedback. It's our hope that this episode will help you learn some things that will assist you in gaining the confidence you need to adjust to using Linux, and that it will help you in using Linux to get things done. Our first email is from listener Lucas, who provided a link for another listener who was having trouble finding a way to set up a Win modem under Ubuntu. Bill C. of Indiana finally gave up and installed a serial modem instead. My comment to Bill was that a Win modem required Windows, but Lucas's link, which is at www.linmodems.org, provides some information on how to make a Win modem work under Linux. I stand corrected. In my response to Lucas, I thanked him for the information and mentioned, "Thanks for setting me straight. I didn't think that there was any way to get a Win modem working under Linux." Lucas responded, "Yeah, me neither. I got into Linux around 1994, and people such as myself with Win/software modems were considered dead in the water. The only solution at the time was to go out and buy an external serial modem, which is probably still expensive even today." And for our listeners, that's exactly what Bill C. had done. Lucas continues, "But recently, I learned that Win/software modems could be supported by Linux. It's just a matter of drivers and CPU performance, so it's not completely hopeless. But then again, having an external modem allows you to reset the modem without rebooting if the need arises. Good luck with the podcast. I just started listening, and I like your format. Thanks again, Lucas. I am really happy to be able to relay this kind of information between listeners. I think it works better than a forum since it gives me a chance to share the knowledge and tips with all of the Going Linux listeners, not just those that happen to be in the forum." The next email is from Ed Labonte. In the last listener feedback episode, I mentioned that my former co-host on the Going Linux podcast, Serge Ray, was looking for a new host to take over his podcast, the Linux Install Podcast, also known as The Lip. Ed Labonte has stepped up to the challenge. Ed and I exchanged some emails, and Ed even mentioned our exchange in episode 30.5 of The Lip.
"I'm using this fractional podcast to answer some email, and in response to one email, go over some basic concepts for new users. The first email is from Larry. Hello, Ed. Just a quick note of thanks to you for picking up where Serge left off. I was half surprised and very pleased to find a new episode of The Lip in my podcatcher this morning. I am very pleased that you have taken over the podcast. I wish you as much success as Serge, and hope you are able to keep the podcast going for a great number of episodes." Larry was the former co-host with Serge of the Going Linux podcast. Thanks, Larry. This was my first email feedback after I uploaded episode 29. I took it to mean that my first episode wasn't a complete disaster. I really enjoy doing these, so as long as people want to hear them, and so long as I enjoy doing them, I will.
If you haven't already added the Lip to your podcatcher, give it a listen at thelip.net. Ed stays true to Serge's original concept. I've mentioned before that Linux installs are much like Windows installs. They sometimes take an unexpected twist. The Linux Install podcast doesn't paint an unrealistic rosy picture that Linux installations go perfectly. It is instead a great way to listen to real-world attempts to install various Linux distributions, warts and all. Thanks, Ed, for stepping up to the plate and taking on the daunting test of recording and producing a podcast on a regular schedule. Thanks also for playing the Going Linux promo in episode 32 of The Lip. While we're on the topic of The Lip, our next piece of listener feedback is in the form of a series of emails that Macro Ron sent to Ed at The Lip and copied me. Ron writes to Ed, "Hello, you're sounding more relaxed. I enjoyed the last podcast. I liked the long length, the pause, cut, and return. I set my player on repeat until everything sinks in. Keep up the good work. You have a lot of potential. I suspect there are a lot of us, quote, Linux distro install junkies, unquote. I'm interested in new ways to share open source, free software, tech education, like podcasting, screencasting, new social web 2.0, collaboration software tools, and services. I also like the music. It is important." Ron shared quite a few links, some of which I will include in our show notes. Ron also included some help for Ed regarding the swap file partition problems that Ed was describing during his episodes 31 and 32, where he was installing ZenWalk. Ron posted the issue on the ZenWalk support site and got some quick feedback that he sent to Ed and copied me. As I mentioned in episode 9 of the Going Linux podcast, the support site, wiki, or forum for your particular distribution can be an excellent resource to help you understand your distribution and get the most out of it. Macro Ron's generosity, I have found, is typical of Linux users on most of these forums. Thanks, Ron, for copying me on your emails to Ed. I can now share your insights with my listeners as well. For the new Linux users in the audience, I would like to take a moment just to provide a quick definition of the term swap partition that I just mentioned. A swap partition is something that is used by Linux to help manage your computer's memory. Information is swapped or moved out of your computer's RAM memory and stored temporarily on your computer's hard drive in the swap partition. Usually, this is information that will be used later, but is not needed right now. This process helps the computer run faster by making the RAM it frees up available for other programs that might need it right away. Windows also has a swap file that it uses for the same purpose. Unlike Windows, Linux creates a separate hard disk partition for this purpose instead of swapping information on and off of the same partition as the rest of your data. It's just a little safer to do it the Linux way. Another side note for a moment, you may have noticed that I've added a little additional sound to this episode. The idea is to help differentiate the feedback from listeners from my comments. I owe thanks to Donna Papacosta of Trafalgar Communications for the suggestion. Donna produces a bi-weekly podcast, the Trafcom News Podcast, from near Toronto in Canada that touches on topics related to communicating, including by way of podcasting. I recommend Donna's podcast for anyone producing a podcast and looking for ways to make it better. You can find Donna at trafcomnews.com. That's trafcomnews.com. And if you're listening, Donna, thanks for the suggestion. While we're on the topic of improving the Going Linux podcast, I have sent our latest promo, to veteran podcaster Big O of technofodder.com. Big O has a promo exchange where if I play his promo, he will play mine and provide some suggestions for improvement. A great way to get publicity on a lot of podcasts, Big O. I'm not above doing that myself, but I'm also interested in your feedback. Here's the promo for Techno Fodder.
Ready, aim, fire!
Techno Fodder!
Hey, my name is Big O, and I want to invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Techno Fodder. I cover the latest in tech news, the world of podcasting. I give practical tutorials to help you improve your podcasting skills, and I have a special promo segment. If you play my promo, I'll play yours. And each week, I pick a few promos to review and critique. You think your promo has what it takes? Are you tired of podcasts that don't give you any practical information? Are you ready to hear some bite-sized tech nuggets that go boom? Well, then head to technofodder.com and subscribe today.
Oh, you got some on me, Sue.
Even though I've probably been podcasting for almost as long as Big O, I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say about the Going Linux podcast promo. By the way, I have another podcast at 4bitsworth.com that has been on the go for almost 2 years now. If you haven't heard it yourself, I'll put a link in the show notes. By the time you listen to this episode of Going Linux, it might be a little too late, but Big O is also working with J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son audiobook, to provide Clone Line Live on July 5th, a live interactive interview and a sneak peek of the Seventh Son Book 3. Here is the promo that gives you the details.
Attention sci-fi fans, J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, the most popular podcast novel series in history, is taking fan interaction to a whole new level.
Introducing Clone Line Live.
For the first time ever, J.C. will be appearing on Big O's Techno Fodder podcast before a live internet audience to take questions and prepare for the launch of Seventh Son Book 3. Working in cooperation with Big O, J.C. brings you the chance to be part of this historic event on July 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Big O is excited to have the chance to work so closely with Hutchins for the event.
Yeah, well, originally I was supposed to be recording my own podcast that night, but J.C. said he'd have Kilroy 2.0 take out my web server, and, you know, suddenly I'm available.
Hey, everybody, J.C. Hutchins here. Now, if you're a fan of fast-paced science fiction or techno-thrillers, you're going to love the Seventh Son Trilogy, especially Book 3. Now, I invite all of you to join us for this special live event, and as a special bonus to sweeten the deal for you, anyone who attends this event is going to get access to Chapter 1 of the novel. That's right, you're going to hear the chapter days before anybody else does. The audio is going to be on a special place on my website. It's only going to be there for a few hours, and then it's gone. So if you want a sweet sneak peek of Book 3, you don't want to miss this event.
To learn how you can talk live with JC on July 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and get early access to Chapter 1 of Book 3, go to technofodder.com and click on Join Us Live, or go to jchutchins.net and click on the Q&A button.
Check it out if you hear this podcast in time. Even if you miss Clone Line Live, if you haven't been listening to JC's audiobook podcast, you really need to check it out at jchutchins.net. From JC's website, here's a little snippet. Seventh Son is a free, serialized audiobook. It chronicles the story of seven strangers who have been brought together after the recent assassination of the U.S. president. These men quickly discover they all appear to be the same man with identical childhood memories. It's a fantastic book. I really recommend that you listen. Our last email is also from a veteran podcaster, Chess Griffin. Chess writes, I just wanted to thank you, Larry, for the mentions of my Linux Reality podcast on the Going Linux podcast. I also wanted to say that I think you are doing a really great job with the show. I really enjoy your clear explanations, and your overall production quality is excellent. Please keep up the good work, Chess. Hey, thanks, Chess. I am really happy to mention the Linux Reality on the Going Linux podcast. I have a great deal of respect for the work that you do, and I think your explanations are clear and helpful as well. My point of view is that if you or any other podcaster or blogger covers something particularly well, why should I duplicate it? Just to say that I have a post on it? That just seems a little self-serving to me. I also have to let you know that your link and past mentions of Going Linux on Linux Reality have been my biggest source of referrals from other websites to mine. So I owe you some thanks for a good portion of my audience. So thanks, Chess. Well, that's it for this brief episode of Going Linux. In our next user experience episodes, Adapting to Linux, we'll cover more advanced things you can do in Windows and how you can do them in Linux, organizing your files, things you can do in Linux out of the box that you just can't do in Windows at all, more on resources and references, and moving from a Windows PC to a Linux PC, moving your mail, browser shortcuts, and so on. So until then, feel free to go to the show notes at goinglinux.com for more information. Email us with comments, questions, and suggestions at goinglinux@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast to get future episodes delivered to you automatically. Instructions are on the website. Thanks for listening. Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.